views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. You're with Sky and Artie,
the dynamic duo.
We all too.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
How are you guys? Good to be back this week, and I hope we can answer some of your deepest and your most intimate,
Darkest secrets.
Well, not secret, but concerns.
And secrets.
We love secrets.
We love secrets. We're not like the National Enquirer, but
we're better. Close.
We're close, but we're better than that. You know,
we'd like to help you though.
Yeah. So if your life is going perfect, don't call us. If you have a lot of problems, you could call us.
Yes.
If you have problems in your relationship, you could call us.
And if you'd like to call us, our number is 800-930-2819. And remember, Artie and Sky, don't be shy.
Oh, she loves that saying. She's going to say it forever.
Forever and a day.
So listen, if you got issues, if we all got issues, well, most of us have issues.
Would you say tissues?
If you have tissues. Let's talk about your love life. Let's talk about your kids. Let's talk about your medical.
Let's talk about you manifesting your dreams.
Yeah, you're manifesting it right. And if you want to have, if you have any questions about God, about life, about why things are, why do things have to be the way they are? And, you know,
and course, our, yeah,
go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
And if you are manifesting the right manifestations in your life, you could be saying to yourself, oh, please, God, help me with this. It's going so badly. Please help me with this. It's going so badly. But that's not the right manifestation to use. What I would say in a case like that is, thank you, God, for already helping me with this terrible problem that I had. Make like it's gone. Make like it's no longer existing and that you already received your help from Spirit. It's so important to have that much trust in Spirit to say it's already been done. It's been taken care of already because it has. It's just a matter of time till you know it.
Yeah, no, I understand that a lot of you are saying, it sounds nice in words, easier said than done. But what happens is that when people like Sky and myself, when we give you answers, it's not always, we make your life easier, but it can't be fully, healed until you start to do something about it. So just because we give you a blueprint of your life, doesn't mean that, everything is just fixed and that's it. When we give you the blueprint, that means, oh my God, I got to do all this work, or I have to do this yet and I have to do that. So it's a matter of you stepping up to the plate and, taking charge of your life and not feeling like a feather in the wind where you feel helpless. So again, through your prayers and through proper action, we could easily make things much, much better. So, and a lot of people feel helpless with their life.
We can put you on the right track. We can show you which train to take. But you have to make that effort to get on board that train. And you do have, what do you call that? You do have, you do have your own, you are the master of your own life. You have free will is what I'm trying to say. I'm so sorry. You have free will. So, you could let that train just pass you right by, right out of the station. But if you did come to people like Artie and I, and we are mapping out a certain plan that could happen if you take the proper steps, and if you see a step happening, jump on it. I just got a call today from a young fella that I read all the time. And he said, I told him that he was going to be meeting a chubby blonde-haired girl with a tattoo. And he texts me today and he says, I just saw a chubby girl with a tattoo and I really, really think this is it. I says, well, go for it. You've got to go for it. I says, take that step. I says, this may not be the right one, but it shows that you're following the plan. And hopefully, I told him, I built up his confidence. I said to him, you're a good looking boy. You're a nice person. You're a real catch. Go for it. Try it out. Don't be afraid to make that step. Don't be afraid to take that chance, that move. And he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
You want to know something? When the opportunity is there, a lot of us, because we're afraid of losing, we're afraid of being rejected, we're afraid of taking that chance. And it's the only way that you're going to be able to really achieve as far as, you know, your accomplishment. You know, if you want to achieve, you have to believe and you have to take some risks involved, whether it be emotional or financial or whatever. You have to be able to take that leap of faith and so that you could, you know, go for it. I'd rather go for something and lose, not that I want to lose, I don't, rather than not go for right. something and say, oh, I wish I did this and I wish I did that, exactly. because that's a worse feeling to me.
Yeah.
And but I'm the type of person, like when I go for something and if I miss, I like get more hungry or I get more agitated. Don't get me wrong. Even though I'm spiritual, I'm still a four-letter word person and I'm not talking love and like.
Ford? You mean that Ford, F-O-R-D?
Yeah. That's right. So, but yes. No, but it does get very frustrating and, you know, and we know how you feel, but you want to know something? It's a blessing for Sky and I when we could be able to give you solace and when we could, you know, give you peace of mind or affirmations or confirmations to help you, you know, get by, you know, in your life or your circumstances.
Right.
And just knowing stuff behind the scenes so that you at least you know what you're dealing with. You know, you could do something about it and it gives you power. And that's our biggest blessing, you know?
It's like the old adage, it's better to have loved and lost than not have loved at all. Correct?
100%. I've done that. Yeah, no, yes. I've done that many a times.
Yes.
To love and lost.
Absolutely.
And
not to have loved at all because you're missing out. You're missing out on that opportunity that could have been the one.
But so. I just wanted to say that, you know, I mean, my heart has definitely been broken in my lifetime as far as when it came to love, you know, throughout my life, you know, and I'm pushing 30 now.
Oh, he's well, pushing it all right.
Yeah.
I think oh, yeah, he swept that under the carpet.
Yeah. I have 23 years experience, though, being 30. No, but the thing is, the way that I always was is that I never allowed a past love to stop me from loving at my fullest.
That's good.
Okay.
And you're different than everybody else.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
Because I love so much. Seriously,
yeah.
I love the feeling of like passionate relationships
yeah.
and like being in that situation so much that, you know, when I've been hurt in the past,
You didn't let it affect you.
You
chose each person for themselves.
For themselves, for who they are.
Yes.
And I admit there are certain moments, not a lot, I don't do this a lot, but there are certain times where you get triggered off by your partner's actions.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a trigger point from your past.
Yes.
That when somebody did something to you of your past, ends up, you know, you're very sensitive about
exactly.
it, about maybe the way they say things or take, you know, whereas the other person was always putting it down and the other person meant it with really good constructive advice.
Right.
You know, because you know that when I say something to you, I mean it in the highest
light. In the highest of love.
Yeah, not to take you down. Whereas before you could easily say, oh, what is he doing that for? What's it, you know, you could easily go to that place like, you know, what the hell's going on with him or why is he beating me up or whatnot?
I hear you.
But, you know, but it does, you know, take conditioning and time to be able to get to the point of keeping everyone separate because everybody deserves, I hate to say judgment, but to be judged just on their own character and not to be judged based on what has happened to you in the past from a previous relationship or a situation, but just to take each person or situation as its own unique self.
And that's hard to do. And
it's very hard to do.
I give you a lot of credit for that.
But I am very consciously aware of it. And I was in a relationship that I was, you know, very much so in love with somebody. And they had a very, very rough past. And she was 100% honest with me and open with it. And I said, well, that was your past. I says, I can't judge you based on who you were before me. That was your life.
Right.
You know, and I said, so long as you don't pull that crap on me in this lifetime, I mean, while you're with me, then we're good, you know?
Yeah.
And 95% of it, she was great, 95%. And then the last 5%, things went south. And I just thought more of myself not to accept it. And I said, that is what it is.
Which is good.
Which is very good. Yeah. Right. And but it takes a lot of strength to be able to do the right thing. But right now we have to go for a commercial break. Can't believe they want us to take a commercial break and stop talking. The nerve of these people.
And look at all those little marks.
I know.
They're screaming at us.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. The sweet talk, make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and myself, Sky Siegel.
Hey, Sky, if somebody wants the most awesome reading in the whole wide world, what is your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474. And what is yours?
My number is 877-ANGEL-02. If you would like a private reading from any of us or a party with us or whatever. We're lots of fun. And you'll get excellent, accurate information that will only change your life forever for the better.
Yes.
And
you'll be laughing too the whole night.
Yeah. Well, at least most of you will. Yeah. We can't protect everybody. No, yeah. We're just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you want to know something just so people – You want to know something? This is really weird. I had a meet with this one fella yesterday because about a broken piece of glass or not broken, scratched glass. And I needed some information from him. And so I told him, I don't know how I even got on this, but I said to him, yeah, I said, I'm also a psychic and a medium besides doing this window thing. And he said to me, he goes, yeah, I know this guy. I'm not even going to mention his name because the guy's a lowlife. He goes, yeah, my friend so-and-so, do you know who he is? He lives on this corner and this corner of this town. I knew exactly who he was talking about. The guy is the most darkest evil energy.
Are you serious?
And he has taken people for thousands and thousands of dollars and said, and it just irritates the living hell out of me. I had every right. I mean, I did and I didn't and I did not because that's not who I am. But he says, yeah, I'm really good friends with him. I've known him forever. This guy is the lowest, lowest life energy that you could ever imagine. And the type of person that puts people like us, give us a bad name and stuff.
That's what I was going to say.
Because there are people who are, you know, shysters. And, and the best way to find a really good reader is through recommendation or us, but that's besides the point. No, but through somebody who you know had a really good experience with. And and as far as the character of the person too. And if any reader is willing to tell you, you know, when you're going to die or anything that has to do with cancer or whatnot, there's a delicate way to handle situations. And if they just rip you up, I really wouldn't give those type of people too much energy. Or if they said there's been a curse put on you, I wouldn't really put too much energy into what these people said, because when they say that, they are the ones putting the curse on you.
Yes.
Because they're planting the seed in your head, and then all of a sudden your life sucks even more. And it's terrible.
I don't believe in curses. Well,
curses are it's the same as blessings. You know, but if you tell somebody something, they could self-manifest that.
Well, that's the only way a curse can
happen.
Curse,
right.
It's if you have it in your own head. It's not some dark angel putting a hex on you.
Right. So if somebody, you know, puts a curse on you or you feel that they did, if you give that energy, then yeah, it's going to manifest itself.
Yes.
But if you say, you know what, I believe more in God and I believe more in my angels and my higher self, that their negative ways cannot contaminate you or contaminate your soul or your life. But if you allow them to, then yeah, it could screw you up. So it's very important that you keep yourself within the white light. And if you're with a person where it's like that, then you have a choice whether to still hang out in that, you know, negative energy. You know, it's your fault as much as theirs for choosing to stay under that. But
this is true. Yeah, if you say to yourself every day, God bless me and God bless my family, that's a form of an exorcism, because you are asking God to take and bless you for this whole day and keep you under his white light. So it's an exorcism. So as long as you do that every day for those people who feel that there might be a curse out there, then just do that, even though there's not a curse. The only curse that could come is from your own mind, like Artie said. There is no such thing as, oh, I'm a witch and I'm going to place a curse on you. The only curse that comes from that is the emotional feelings that you are actually feeling at the time that person is manifesting that onto you, or at least trying to manifest that onto you. But if you don't accept it, you don't accept it. It's not there. Right.
No, I agree with you. And like I said, you manifest whatever it is you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think more in the negative or if you're down on yourself, you have to do something to like shake yourself out of it. And if you're going to have, you know, there are people who I've counseled, who I spoke with, and I said to them, you know, I said, if you're going to have a confrontation with somebody, especially over the phone, do not do it in your own home. It would be better if you were in your car, or you drove to the beach, or drove to the park, or drove someplace where it's ring, because then when you're talking with this person, if you talk like this while you're in your own home, this energy that you have generated is going to be within your own home.
Absolutely.
So when I have a strong confrontation, if I have to, which thank God it's extremely rare, but when I do, I definitely try as hard as I can not to have this conversation consciously while I'm at my house, because I don't want that kind of energy in my own home.
This is true. And if, God forbid, that should ever happen and you really can't get out of your house and there's a confrontation, all you have to do is open up one window, a crack, and start smudging down your entire house with tobacco and sage. You put sage in a bowl, you burn it, put a drop of tobacco into that bowl, and just smudge up your whole entire house and get ask the creator to put every piece of negative energy out of your house, and that will clean all the negative energy that you've just emitted right out of your home. So that's a really good point.
Yeah. Now, mind you, when you do sage your place, it is going to smell like a Jerry Garcia concert.
I love it.
You know, so it smells like Major League Pothouse.
I don't think so.
So hope, are you serious?
Yeah. You know, there's different kinds of sage. You know that.
Yeah. No,
there's
I know.
Sage. Uh-huh. There's prairie sage, which I use.
Yeah.
I only use prairie sage very sparingly.
I've never smelled sage that didn't smell like, you know, I was really? At a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh.
Not that I ever went
okay.
to one, but
before we leave,
ever.
Before we leave tonight, the studio, I'm going to make you smell prairie sage.
Okay.
It is delicious.
Really?
Yes. Totally different
this
from the white
sage. This will be a first for me.
Yeah. It's
because,
totally different.
But it is important to sage. You know, it's interesting because when I look at somebody and if I hear the word sage in my mind, I know that that person is definitely filled with lots of negative energy. I know that person's filled with lots of negative energy, and I tell them that they need to cleanse their house. And, you know, I don't know. Like I said, you just want to ask for protection. But when you sage, like Sky was saying, and you walk around from room to room and you say the Lord's Prayer and you're asking for a cleansing, it really does make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And by the next morning when you come downstairs or whatever, like I said, you're going to feel a difference. You really are.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
What's that?
Yesterday, you know, the way we see, the way we know our spirits are around us, and I know you're going to relate to this, is we see these little white spots. You see little white balls in your house?
I know. I only see them in pictures, but how I see angels is purple light. I see the purple light outside all the time.
This is what I was going to tell you. Yesterday, instead of seeing a white light, I saw a purple one. And it was larger than the white ones. And I'm thinking that might have been an ascended master or somebody coming to bless me with a special blessing. And I was really excited because it was so beautiful purple and it was so much larger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm having, these are when my eyes are open, guys, I see these white like orbs and I only see them for like maybe a second or two at a time, but there are lots of them. They come in clusters. Some will be two, some will be eight, some will be nine, some will be four, and they're all over the room and they come in clusters. And then after I blink a couple of times, they're gone usually. Yesterday I saw this huge purple one. It was beautiful.
That's nice.
It was so beautiful. And I thought, I had an oh my God moment.
Yeah.
You know? Oh my God.
It took your breath away.
It did.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
I can understand that. No, but no, at nighttime, I see beams of purple light like a lot. They're probably like about 50 yards long, and it's right on the side of my car while I'm driving. I see it mostly at nighttime. Very rarely will I see it during the day, and next to never indoors, but it does happen. And every time I see them, I do get very excited.
Yeah.
I don't get any like thought messages into my head when that happens, but they do make themselves known to me. And I do a little game with myself. Like sometimes I willingly try to ask them to make themselves known to me. And it's great when they do. It's just, you know, to get my mind in that mindset like that. It's like so cool. It really is. It's so cool. And like,
it is.
And the people in my car can't see it. I can see it, but I
know. Nobody sees it in my house either. And I was like, it's like, I know it's private. I know it's private.
Oh, the first time it ever happened to me, it was amazing because all of a sudden while I was with my wife, who was my wife at the time, I go, oh my God, look at all the purple out there. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, you don't see that purple out there. I said, it's all over the place. She goes, I don't see anything. I said, oh my God, I feel special.
My dogs see it.
Yeah.
They do. Absolutely see it. Like when I was seeing all my little, my little beams of white light, I call them my little beams, but they're actually my angels and my loved ones and everything. Every time I see them, my dog's heads go up and they look around the room like this. They go to the right, they go to the left, and that's where they are.
Yeah.
So I say, oh, you can see that too.
Yeah, it's like a cat looking at the red dot. You flash the red dot on the wall and the cat's like all over the place.
Yep. That's exactly what it's like. And I love when they see it.
All right, everybody. Sky and I, we're going to go for a commercial break. And we have a wonderful person all the way from Pennsylvania who we're going to be talking to once we get back. So hang tight, be patient, and we're going to be we're going to be back with more cool stuff to talk about.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo with Angels and Answers. Listen, check this out. I want you to check out my website because I'm so proud of it. ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And I have YouTube, so check me out on Facebook. I got a whole bunch of YouTube videos and Twitter and all that other good stuff. So please check it out. Check it out. Sky, what's your phone number?
908-500-1474.
That's right. Check it out.
Call up. I'll give you a great reading.
Fantastic reading. One of my friends was over the top, like blown away, out of the water. The best present she ever had in her entire life, she told me.
Aww.
She loves me. She loves you.
Aww, thank you.
So if you want to call into the station, get a reading, which is about what Melissa's about to get in a moment, call 800-930-2819. And here we go. We got Melissa from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Sky. Hi, Artie. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. So what's cooking?
I missed you back in October in King of Prussia. I was bummed that I was not able to go to that expo.
But yes.
I've been on my spiritual journey. It started about a year ago, and it's flying pretty fast, and it's great. I am, like, so excited about everything that's happening. But the question, a question I do have is, my third eye, I don't feel that it's opened. And okay.
The first thing that I got is that, you know, you do have angels all around you, and I clearly see them all around you. I feel like you're just not trusting yourself enough. You're not trusting in the answers. You need to learn to relax and just ask. You know what? Write down your question and just meditate on the question. Just sit there and allow it to come to you. What do you get, Sky?
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to teach you a trick to open up your third eye. I want you to close off any music or any televisions, and I want you to sit with your eyes closed and try to calm your mind through your breathing. And then I want you to picture a ball of light in the center of your forehead of purple. A beautiful purple ball of light. And I want you to start making it rotate and spin. I want you to make it spin. Then I want you to imagine there's on the top of your head a door. Open that door and let that purple light come right up through the top of your head. And then it's going to join with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And that's going to fill you completely up. But I want you to focus first on that purple light in the center of your forehead and get that purple light spinning. And you might even feel sensations. I know I do. I get tingling. I sometimes get a slight pain. I feel as though there's somebody tickling me. Okay, and I want you to watch for those signals because that does mean that it's beginning to open.
I feel like your greater gifts is more through, and I'm clearly hearing this in my mind, you feel much better than you see.
I do.
Yeah, you feel things. You like it's like a knowingness. You feel, and it's like when you do that ritual, that process, what Sky was just saying, you're going to start to visualize more. But right now, it's almost like you're a blind person who could hear things very well or who just knows things very well. And it's like, I don't see it, but I know this is what's going to happen. You have the angels are saying that you have allowed yourself subconsciously to be able to feel much greater than most people. And other people go to you, how do you know that?
Yeah, you just don't know how you know it.
You don't know how you know it, you just feel it. And so you're like Sky in this sense. Sky always wants to be consciously, but how? But how? She has to consciously know it, just not just knowing it. And yet she just, you know,
it's crazy. It's just crazy what falls out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I say, well, wait a minute, how did that just come out of my mouth like that? You know, but I do also get pictures. I get pictures in my head. And when I call in the angels or the spirits and I'm connecting with someone's loved one, I do get the actual pictures of what they want me to see. Okay. Like if you're moving, okay. I'll get pictures of boxes. If you just bought a new car, I'll get a picture of a dealership, you know? And, but I believe what Artie's saying is 100% right. You're feeling more of the, I don't know how I'm getting this. I just know it. And that's really good because what they're actually doing to you is training you to trust. They're training you to trust yourself.
I feel like, you know what, I'm going to let you in on a little secret that I do. First of all, they're telling me that you also have an exceptional memory. You remember a lot.
And, I do.
Right. And so what they're saying to me now, mind you, people always ask me, how do I read? Do you read tarot cards? Do you read angel cards? Do you hold hands, read palms? And I do it in many different facets. But one of the facets that I do, believe it or not, is I do believe in angels. I don't want to spook out anybody by what I'm about to say. I do have a deck of tarot cards, but I don't read tarot cards. Okay. What I do is I flip them over, and by me just doing an action of flipping these cards over, it literally will start throwing pictures in my mind. And I'm not trying to read any of the cards. And the funny thing is, when people are looking at me and I'm looking at the cards and they go, oh my God, and they'll look at the cards, I said, I have no clue what the hell that means. You know, and it could be a girl with her hands tied up, or it could be the queen sitting on the throne. I said, I really don't know what the hell this means. I says, I'm just doing this as an action to get my mind in that, you know, zone, that la-di-da-da phase of mind. You know, it's like when you're sitting in a car and you're gazing out the window. But when people get a crystal ball,
I was going to say that.
It's not the crystal ball that gives you the information. The crystal ball, when you look into a crystal ball, you're to look through the crystal ball, not look at the crystal ball. And all of a sudden, when you allow your mind to get in that deep zone, all of a sudden these visions are going to come to you.
In fact, did you ever see those pictures where they will have one particular letter all over the page and it'll be in a few different colors or whatever, and you have to look at that picture. And if you stare at that picture in a certain way where your eyes are not focusing, you will see another image in that picture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah.
Well, that is the state of mind you want to be in, because that's when you'll start receiving most of your messages. And I truly believe that there's a lot of good things coming for you as far as mediumship and clairvoyance and for psychic ability, because I really feel that the reason you're not getting your third eye open right now to see,
you're impatient.
It's because they're teaching you how to feel first. So they're taking you gradually from one step to the next. When they feel you have enough confidence in what you feel, then you'll hit the next level and they'll take you there.
You are going to achieve your goal. So there's no doubt in our mind.
Yep.
You are definitely going to achieve your goals. So just know, just enjoy the process of it. And you do have a gift and you do have the ability to feel. And like I said, it's just a knowingness. So try that exercise, what Sky said. And even if you get maybe for you, it's a regular plain deck of cards, because I've met wonderful readers who literally will just take a regular deck of cards and flip them. Yep. And then all of a sudden they start to read the person. But if you just flip the cards and just to go in this, just allow it to go into a state of mind. And it's not even so much as what does the card say. It has nothing to do with the cards. It's just a vehicle of just you flipping anything.
It's getting in that transcendental state.
Exactly. It's a method to allow you to get in that transit state. And we're very confident that you are going to climb higher and higher, and at some moment you're going to go, ooh, you know, you're going to feel really excited that you saw something, but then to do it again, it's like, because you're putting too much pressure on yourself.
And I'll tell you something, one day something's going to shoot out of your mouth and you're not even going to know that you said it.
Right.
It's going to be like,
and you're going to blow somebody, and you're going to blow somebody away by what you have to say. And you're going to go, I don't know, it just came right out.
I don't know. What happened? Is that me?
It's going to be really cool. So
I remember my first time that happened. It was like an aha moment. It was great. It was just great. And I blew somebody away that really needed to be blown away, man. You remember that?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
It was great. It was great. And it's going to happen to you too. Just give it patience. You'll crush it.
I was doing a show one time for about 75 people, and one of my friends who was in the audience, you know, it was a bunch of round tables, a bunch of people sitting around the round tables, King Arthur and the round tables. And so this one girl kept on making snide remarks on everything I had to say. She was kind of saying it under her breath to the people around her table. And my friend was overhearing this, getting really upset. And so I walked over to the girl and I happened to tell her about her mom. And I said, you know, you're very angry and upset with your mom, but she's asking for your forgiveness. And I started mentioning specifics, and she was never really that affectionate with you, and it always bothered you. And the girl just broke down in tears crying for the rest of the show. She was like quiet and humble. So, and my friend said, she didn't say it out loud, but she says, go get him, you know?
Yeah.
And my friend's a big believer. But right now, Sky and I, we have to go for a break, and it was great talking to you.
Nice speaking with you, Melissa, and God bless you, and good luck.
Yeah, keep on your journey.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure. All right, everybody, stick around. If you want us to read for you, do a little quick mini reading, call us at 800-930-2819. And Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Sky and I were talking about taking care of our computer stuff because we're both computer illiterate.
Oh, so bad. We could talk to dead people. But
yeah, like it's nobody's business.
But we can't figure out a computer. It's so crazy. Just so crazy.
You want to know something? I posted something. I had you know, I get inspirational messages like in the middle of the night, and I'll send Ryan, our web guy, I'll send him messages like in early in the morning or text him. And, you know, not that I want him to answer, not at all. I just, when it's on my mind, I have to send it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's during the day, but most of the time it's like early in the morning or super late at night. And like Charity's saying, who are you texting? He's like,
I'll be back with you later, baby. My wife just woke up.
Oh, it's right. You know, it's like that. It's like that. It's like that. What's that? That commercial on TV where the guy's calling.
Oh yeah, from Geico.
From Geico.
Oh, what is she wearing?
Khakis. Yeah, it's all.
She sounds hideous.
Well, yeah, she's a guy. That's a great commercial, but similar. That's like similar with my situation.
I love that.
I have Charity on Pins and Needles. But what I wrote to Ryan, it's going to be on my Facebook anyway. It says, if you look at all your actions on how you are living your life, are you playing to win, to enjoy your life, or are you playing just to survive your life? Don't accept and learn how to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness of your life on a permanent basis.
It sounds very good. However, it's very difficult, especially people out there who don't have their own businesses, who rely on somebody else to make a living.
Right.
And they never know if their job could be up in the air in 1 minute. That must be so hard. And my heart goes out to those people, because life is so hard to begin with. And for you not knowing today or tomorrow if you're going to lose your job, I mean, I think my head would blow up.
You want to know something? I've always, since I was a kid, literally since I was a teenager, I never liked putting my hands, my fate in somebody else's hands.
Right.
There's no worse feeling, whether it be emotionally or financially, to bank on somebody else to pull through for you. I mean, it's great if you're one of the few lucky ones who does have a partner that is that emotionally strong or financially strong on your behalf. And, you know, and some of us are very well blessed like that. And, you know, God bless you a billion times. But for those of us who don't have that privilege, then, you know, it really stinks. And so it's like, what can you do right now? Seriously, what can you do so that you could take control where you don't feel vulnerable to, you know, based on somebody else's actions, whether if you make it or break it, you know?
Right, it's scary.
It's a scary moment. And that's why I'm a big advocate to people who feel vulnerable, who are in those situations, and then they yell at their partner for their move or what they did or what they said or blah, 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 blah. But yet, you know, you're making them responsible for your entire life, and that's not right, you know?
Yeah. But we have a caller, D from Pennsylvania.
We do.
Yes, we do.
All right. Hey, D.
D?
Do we have a D in Pennsylvania? Maybe we don't have D from Pennsylvania. Brian, is D there or she hang up?
Yeah, I'm about to patch her through. Stand by.
All right. Stand by, everyone. We're about to speak with D.
Sit by.
That's right. Sit by. Stand by.
She's there right now. Go ahead, D. You're on the air with Sky and Artie.
Hi, D. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm Jim Dandy. Hello, Artie, my friend.
Hey, D. How are you?
Oh my God.
Are you still stuck in that thing that you've been stuck in forever and a day?
Yeah, it's getting out of his life lesson cage. Oh, it's terrible. It's so lonely in here and empty and cold.
All right. I'm still there. What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Seriously, what are you going to do about it?
That's where I get stuck. Like, what should I do? Take action? Take a ride down like we talked about with the card in hand? Card, meaning greeting card for those that don't know. It's about a relationship, everybody. I left a long-term relationship. I was married, and I know it's going to sound unbelievable, but I did it something legal that broke us apart, and I swear to you all, I never meant to. So ever since then, I've been really fouled up, and I don't know how to go about
it. Hold on just a second. Sky, I want you to zone in to her because I know so much of her and about her. So, and I've told her many times of what I felt for her. And so if you could put in your 2 cents for her. But we only have about 4 minutes so until we go to break.
I feel like you're in trouble with the law. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Is she, I feel, You're not out of, are you out of jail?
Oh, I'm not in jail or anything. It was about five patients. And my first husband, he's also a police officer. So maybe.
Yeah, because I'm feeling jail around you. I'm feeling a lot of turmoil. I'm feeling a disconnect with society and a disconnect with depression. If you're feeling as though you have a chance with this guy that left you, I'm going to tell you, and I'm sorry to say, move on. Move on.
Yeah, I've been telling you that.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you love someone, I don't care what you've done, you stick by your partner and you get them through it. Okay? So, and if he walked away from you during a time in your life when you made a mistake, because nobody should have to pay for their mistakes forever. You should learn your lesson and go on. And if he couldn't do that, I would just run from this character. All right?
Yeah, I understand. It's the other way around, though. I pushed him away.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's
you
cool.
did the right thing. You see, you didn't know consciously, but you did the right thing. It was the right thing that you did.
You want to know something? I'm seeing a situation, Dee, where I have a feeling you might be coming across somebody's credit card or there's going to be some kind of a fraud. So I'm just saying, don't allow your depression to help you make unhealthy moves that you would regret, or it's going against your integrity, because I saw something with some kind of some type of a fraud or whatnot. So just even when you feel as down as you do, don't put yourself in that position, because I promise you, you're going to get slam dunked, and I don't want that for you. All right. So I'm glad you pulled up so that you don't put yourself in this position.
See, I don't know why I'm seeing a child around you. I'm seeing a child around you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm feeling as though it's either you're going to be taking care of a child, or there's going to be a child come into your life. But I want you to be 100% honest with the people who may hire you with this child. Okay. I don't know. I just feel as though it's going to be like a situation where you're taking care of somebody's child.
Okay.
Be 100% honest, okay?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, it's funny what you said about jail and all this. Now, no, I wasn't close to getting into jail, but then I had a citation to pay off, and who knows, you know, if you miss a payment, maybe they can lock you up.
Oh, yeah.
It was something really petty. And talk about fraud. It was a dog catcher, you know, put triple charges on me, which he shouldn't have done, you know, like 1 week after another week, which was wrong. I didn't want to contend with it. I was all confused how the system worked. I paid it. But it's scary that you could actually maybe open yourself to jail or something. And believe me when I tell you, I have been worried about this jail thing. It's been running through my mind for the last few days and stuff, you know.
Oh, boy.
I just wanted to mention
that. I need you to make sure you pay your fines, because they will lock you up immediately. They have no mercy. And if I saw, I saw jail. I saw jail for you. And I thought you were in there already.
Right.
Because I felt that so strongly. So before that can happen, you can change it. You could pay whatever fines you have to pay. I don't care if you have to borrow the money. Get it there the day you go to court, or get it there when you need to get it, but make sure you pay it.
Okay, will do. I will.
And because you're not going to finagle out of it. You're just going to have to do what you have to do,
or
take care of the responsibility, and that's it.
Yeah.
All right, but
yeah,
we have to go to a commercial break now.
Thank you for saving me. I love you guys.
Okay, take care, sweetheart.
Thank you, Sky.
You're welcome, baby. Good luck.
All right, everybody. Stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.